This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 4th day of August, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going to have two guests this morning. First we'll have Mike Slack. We'll be talking about the upcoming expo. And then after the first break, we'll have Mr. Tom March. And we'll be talking about a constitutional amendment for the Missouri State Constitution, which is voted on tomorrow. Our prepper tip of the day. You're going to hear about Ebola until you're tired of it, in case you don't know it, ladies and gentlemen. In that regard, you need to think about your immune system. I hope to have Dr. Caudill with us tomorrow. We'll be talking in more detail about strengthening your immune system. I'll be talking to Dr. Deagle on his show at 4 p.m. Central Time today. We'll be talking more about immune systems. And this is not optional. Maybe you've been putting it off. But anything and everything you can do, and nutrition is obviously, at least obvious to me, the biggest part of this, that you, anything and everything you can do to improve your immune system, you need to be doing. couple of quick pointers here. Cut down your sugar intake. Eliminate all soft drinks, and especially diet soft drinks. Cut down your soy intake, unless it's fermented soy like soy sauce. Eliminate wheat from your diet. Unless you have access to heritage wheat, the modern wheat being grown and commercially available will make you fat. It will make you fat. There's an excellent book titled Wheat Belly that will explain it. I stopped eating wheat 8 years ago. I lost 20 pounds the first 30 days. I wasn't even trying to lose weight. So there's your prepper tip of the day. Work on your immune system, and yes, get used to it. Ebola is here. It's not going away anytime soon, and we're going to hear about it ad nauseum. That said, we do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Mike Slack. Mike is the person who's organizing the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Springfield, Missouri. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. An excellent prepper tip. Several of our speakers at the Expo will be talking about things that will strengthen the immune system. Don McPherson, I know, spends time on that. Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy have been writing an awful lot about Ebola lately, and they will be speaking on survival medicine. So, that's
well, and that's good. I hope to have a woman talking about herbs and natural remedies at my meetup in a couple of weeks. This Ebola thing is spinning wildly out of control, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, it definitely is, yeah. Yes. Something I think a lot of people have feared for years. And Tom,
well, it's been a fear. There's been Hollywood attention and an outbreak with Dustin Hoffman that came out, almost 30 years ago. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, August 16th and 17th. Give us the details, where it is, the times, how much it costs.
Well, in Springfield, it is at the Doubletree Hotel by Hilton. That's at the corner of Glenstone and Kearney, very close to the I-44 exit, north end of Glenstone, where, you know, kind of Motel Row in a way, but this is probably the nicest hotel on that strip. It recently remodeled. It's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. Admission cost is a measly $10, which covers both days. You can come early Saturday, pay $10 once, stay all day, come back the next day. We'll check your hands, see your little stamp that says Preppers and Patriots on it, come right in.
Don't wash your hand too thoroughly the night before you go back.
But we'll put it on the wrist so that they
can
wash your hand. Yeah. We don't want to spread germs. And we have probably 30 speakers, including one of my favorite talk show hosts, John Moore, and some of your colleagues, Mike Evans, Joyce Riley, Beth Ann Swearingen. We've got Doc Bones and Nurse Amy on medicine, and also Dr. Jim Caesar from Branson. He will demonstrate suturing, and he has a very low-priced suture kit that should be in anybody's emergency preparations, and it includes a prescription for lidocaine, so you can kill the pain if you're having to stitch someone up. They don't have to bite on a belt anymore.
Mike, will there be any vendors there selling water filters, do you know?
Definitely. We're going to have, I think, both Aquapail and Berkey there.
Well, with this crisis in Ohio, I'm going to talk to my distributor today, my Berkey distributor that I work with. I sell water filters also. I'm not going to take any more orders until I'm satisfied that there's some to even to sell, because I've seen this before where there'll be a regional crisis. Hurricane Sandy, of course, was a recent example. So good. I'm glad that there are going to be some vendors there with water filters, because I'm not sure what the availability is going to be for a while.
Also, Mike Knox from the White Harvest Seed Company will be there with heirloom seeds, and I know Mike has a very inexpensive water filtration system. I think it was right around $40 or $50 when I looked at it at Go Green. And so, you know, there are alternatives out there, a lot of good brands. The thing with the shortage with the Berkeys, at one time, one of the dealers told me that FEMA had huge orders placed, and that was why it took a while to get them.
Oh, yes. They did the same thing with freeze-dried food about 5 years ago. Also, every genset generator in the country was bought up from Generac after Hurricane Sandy. You couldn't get a generator for a better part of a year.
They, mentioning freeze-dried foods, will have dealers there for Mountain House, Numana, Thrive Foods, Noah's Pantry.
And probably free samples.
I've I know a couple of them are going to have free samples.
I know a lot of them. They cook it on the spot, and you get to get some tasty free samples. That's always nice.
And one of them had was planning on having small cups of some of the fruits and berries that are freeze-dried, and those you don't even need to cook. Just throw them in your mouth, and they really retain the flavor, the strawberries, blueberries, things like that.
Oh, yes. It's amazing. Yes.
So we're really looking forward to it. We say it's 2 days that can save your life, and I really think that's true.
Well, we talk a lot about things that could possibly happen in the future, but we're past the point of possibility with the Ebola virus, aren't we?
Definitely.
Yes.
You know, we're also covering what I like to call sensible alternative energy. When the federal government is not involved, entrepreneurs come up with good alternative means of power. And we'll have a wood gas powered pickup truck there.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for being with us. And that's the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Spring from Missouri. Details at my website, libertyman.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, John.
And we'll be back with Tom Marks. We'll be talking about this constitutional amendment after the break.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 4th day of August. When you come onto my property, my 40-plus acres here, you drive through the main gate and you go another 100 feet and there's a one-lane concrete ridge, which we will block off if we have to self-quarantine. And, of course, if I have to meet people at the bridge, I will be carrying my 1911 in my Cover 6 Gear hybrid holster. safely and securely in my Cover 6 Gear hybrid holster, handmade by Amish craftsmen in Kansas. When you are getting ready for something serious, you want serious, professional-grade equipment. I've always done that all my life. Sometimes I didn't have access to it. In Vietnam, I had to carry my 1911 just inside the waistband, what we call Mexican carry, because I didn't have access to a suitable concealed holster. But now that I do, I'm certainly not going to go without it. You can get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line if you don't want to give out your credit card on the telephone, 877-373-6660. I say again, 877-373-6660. We have patiently waiting in the green room, Mr. Tom Martz. Tom has educated himself on this Missouri constitutional amendment. So this is a heads up for not only Missourians, because this is coming to a state that you live in as well, a Missouri constitutional amendment on the ballot tomorrow, August 5th, 2014, regarding farming. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been aware of this, Tom, and been working on it?
Well, for the last 6 years, I have been an integral part in a group here in the Springfield area called the Locke and Smith Foundation, and it's actually named after John Locke and Adam Smith. And what we've done for the last 5 years is we reviewed all the legislation that makes it either to the House floor or the Senate floor to determine its constitutionality within the state of Missouri. Does the legislature have the authority or even contained within the Constitution to write such a piece of legislation? And what we do on an annual basis is we grade the legislators on how they vote on this legislation. And what we did this year is on these constitutional amendments, we started diving into the Constitution. Okay, I mean, if the people pass it, it's going to go in the Constitution. Our question was, should it go into the Constitution? And we've looked at all five of these amendments, and we've kind of picked them apart as much as possible to determine whether or not individuals should vote yea or nay on these things. And we've come to the conclusion that the only one that our organization supports, because it actually is the proper function of the amendment process, is Amendment 9, which is the one that adds e-data to our right to personal property seizures. In Missouri, it's known as Article 1, Section 8. In the federal government, it's known as Amendment 4.
Tom, tell me, there's a constitutional amendment regarding firearms tomorrow. What conclusions have you come to about that?
The thing that we don't like about, I think it's Amendment 5, is it proclaims that you have an unalienable right to keep and bear arms to protect you, to defend your family, your home, your persons. And then just underneath that section, it specifically states that, well, the state legislature and the General Assembly has the right to determine whether or not you have that unalienable right. If you are a violent felon, or if you are prone to mental disorders or mental infirmity, that right can be removed from you. So basically they've given you a right that's unalienable, which means it cannot be removed from you. And then they tell you in the same amendment that we're going to remove this right from you if the legislature writes a law that says you can't, or the courts decide that you have some sort of stability problems, that carrying a firearm might not be in yours or anyone else's best interest.
Well, that's current law regarding concealed carry. I'm a concealed carry instructor, and that is current law right now for people who want to get a concealed carry permit, I know.
Well, currently, Article 1, Section 23 of the Missouri Constitution, the right to keep and bear arms, doesn't tell you that you have the unalienable right. It just tells you you have the right to keep and bear, and that is subject to, if you want to carry concealed, you have to have a CCW permit.
Tom, I need to ask you, are you on a landline?
cell. I am actually on a cell line. Am I breaking
okay,
up?
Okay, we'll have a break coming up here in about 4 minutes, and if you call back on a landline, might get a better connection because it's really not that strong a signal. If you have access to a landline.
Well, I don't where I'm at.
Okay, well, we'll just press on regardless. Maybe my engineer can crank up the volume just a little bit. I don't have television, but my wife, who's been staying in St. Louis for the past 3 weeks, she says that the TV ads in favor of the constitutional amendment on farming have been nonstop and very professionally done, just like something CBS would do. Hello, Tom. Is Tom there? I don't hear anything. Did we lose Tom? Is anybody there? I don't even know if I'm on the air now. Okay. I'm not getting a signal from my engineer that I'm on the air, so I can only assume that I'm not. And I don't have a clue what's going on. So here we are at 26 after the hour. I don't know if I'm on the air. Nobody's communicating with me. And just got a big fat zero here. Okay, well, am I on the air? Hello? Okay. I was just trying to call myself. Am I on the air? Okay, am I on the air? Okay, well. 10 seconds. Well, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we had some technical problems. Our guest was gone, and he's back. Following the break, we'll be back with Tom Martz and talk about these Missouri constitutional amendments that are on the ballot in the state of Missouri tomorrow, August the 5th, Tuesday, August the 5th. Sam.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 4th day of August. The freeze-dried guys' sale on Mountain House freeze-dried food began July the 1st. 30% off on many things. Over 40, 42% in some cases. That's a huge savings. Keep in mind, these prices include shipping to the lower 48. And shipping, in case you haven't been paying attention, has really gotten to be a big deal also. So this is a great opportunity to take advantage of while it lasts. I'm a bit surprised, quite frankly, that it's gone more than a month. But it has. So check it out. You can get all the nutritional facts, the cost per case delivered to your door at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. We're visiting with Mr. Tom March. He's down in Springfield, Missouri. He's trying to get the word out on these constitutional amendments that are being voted on, Missouri ballots initiatives, tomorrow, August the 5th. Are you still with us there, Tom?
Yeah, can you hear me better?
Actually, I can, quite frankly, good. Yes. Oh, good to hear. Glad to. We got a caller on hold here for us, Tom. We got Billy Hayes. Good morning, Billy. Billy left the air. Okay. Anyway, Tom, this sounds like you're in for the duration. You've been at this more than 5 years, haven't you?
Yeah, I got an education back in the 80s from another talk show host that's no longer on the air, nationally syndicated. And, you know, he used to make the comment, if you don't believe me, then research it. And one day I decided to get up off my duff and do it. And lo and behold, the education I have gotten in the last 25 years.
Well, I began about the same time. A very good friend of mine I served with in military intelligence, he said, John, you got to read this book. The title of it was The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. Well-done book by a credentialed historian with about 30 pages of footnotes at the back of the book. It changed my life, and I'm glad I finally woke up. We all have our different ways of waking up, don't we, Tom?
Yeah, we do, and I think there's a lot of people who woke up when this current president got elected, but you know, I don't think they're completely woken up to the point of the government that we're supposed to have instead of the government that we have currently.
That's true, and it's an ongoing process. We reach out to the ones we can reach out to, and we don't anguish over the ones we can't, do we?
No, because there are people who, you know, they're willing to go to a certain degree. Like I always used to joke with my friends, I'm out there on the fringe, but, you know, I see more of them getting closer to me, so that must mean I'm either not as fringe as I thought I used to be, or they're getting a little bit more rambunctious and coming out further on that limb.
Well, I've seen that also, and most American adults in this country have a better idea of what's going on with Dancing with the Stars or the current baseball statistics than I do what's going on with what really matters, don't they?
Yeah, I was following a couple individuals one day at the local Lowe's here, and they were shooting out stats of all the different St. Louis Cardinals players, and I got to thinking to myself, you know, if you actually applied that knowledge to the way government works, we'd actually have a republic and not a democracy.
Well, the word democracy is the mantra of the elite. They really want people to think we live in a democracy, don't they?
Well, it suits their needs. As long as you, the individual, think that you have the right to use the ballot box to direct another individual on how they must live their life, well, then it suits everything that they could possibly ever dream of.
Does your group ever get into the constitutional amendment that changed the way U.S. senators are elected from being elected by the state legislators instead of the direct election we have now?
Well, we would rather see the 16th, the 17th, and a whole bunch of those amendments just completely obliterated. The 17th and the 16th have probably done more to destroy this country than two amendments that I can think of in any constitution, including the U.S. Constitution.
Agreed. I agree, absolutely. And, of course, there is a proposed constitutional convention that could possibly happen. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
I haven't really looked that deeply into it. I mean, I've got a lot of friends who are on both sides of that issue, and I'm not too sure that the restraints are going to be there to prohibit a complete takeover of the whole Article of States Convention, whatever it's called. But, you know, if there is a mechanism by which there is a set laid out, this is what's going to happen, and those rules are followed, I'd probably be good with it. I mean, I think there are some amendments that need to be authored, whether or not they would actually be listened to, like the ones that we have now that aren't listened to, that's subject to interpretation.
Well, Tom, my response to that particular matter is the following. If Congress, the Senate, and the House, and the President, if they don't follow the current Constitution, specifically I'm talking about Article 1, Section 8, which is the money spending, the 18 things, the only 18 things Congress can spend money on, if they won't follow Article 1, Section 8 now, why would they follow any new Constitution?
Yeah, see, I've been asking my friends the same very question on the amendments that we're going to vote on tomorrow. If they don't abide by the ones that are currently in the Constitution, what makes you think that if we add a couple more or change a couple, that they're going to listen to those?
Agreed. Absolutely. Are you going to be at the Expo, by the way, Tom?
The Preppers and Patriots, I'm going to swing by and visit. I'm not listed as a speaker. I've been invited by Mr. Slack. I'd like to actually meet him because we are Facebook friends and we've gotten into some different conversations. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to going there and also looking forward to meeting some of the people that I've never been able to introduce myself to or them to me. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. I hope you can come by my table. I'll be speaking at noon on Saturday the 16th, and I'd love to have you in the audience if you could be there. It'll be a good event. There hasn't been an expo like this in Springfield, Missouri for 3 years now, and it'll be a good time.
Actually, we have met. You and I have met at a different expo in Springfield that you were a speaker at.
Okay, well, good. Good. I'm not connecting a name with a face right at this moment, but I'm sure once I see you, all the brain cells will click together, and as they typically do.
Yeah, I'm at that same age. I can't remember a face, can't remember a name, but someone says, "Oh, by the way, we met," and then all of a sudden the engine starts to turn over and click and start.
Well, these expos are always fun, and You'll like Mike. He's a real go-getter when it comes to putting these things together. He's put together quite a few of these type events, and this is his first time in Springfield, and I know I have every reason to believe it's going to be a success. The group that you belong to, what's the name of it again? Do you have a website, Tom?
Yeah, it's Locke and Smith. That's Locke spelled with an E because it's for John Locke and Adam Smith. And the website is lockandsmith.com, and the very opening page we have listed the manner in which we have researched these five constitutional amendments and our recommendations on how people should vote. We're not telling them how to vote, but I would sure appreciate if the people who voted were educated on the issue.
I was just talking to my wife last night about this farming constitutional amendment. I have to admit, I think it's probably going to pass, given the level of propaganda in favor of it, and then we'll have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, and I believe, well, when you word the ballot language in a manner that kind of heavily relies on the Second Amendment, especially when you proclaim that agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed,
right,
it leads one to believe that the ballot language was written in a manner to assure passage of this. And the ramifications of it down the road, who knows? I hope it's not as detrimental as people are making it out to be.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And time will tell how this thing plays out, and the person in charge of writing the language for these ballot initiatives, constitutional amendments, they have tremendous power, don't they?
Yes, they do. They can sway the vote one way or the other very easily.
We have a break coming up. The call number, we have time for one or two calls at 800-313-9443. When we get back, we'll talk about these things going on in other states. Stay tuned.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 4th day of August. Part of, and I emphasize, part of having the strongest immune system possible, optimal health, is getting a great night's sleep, waking up pain-free in the morning, with more physical energy, more mental energy. When you sleep is when you heal, according to my wife, Dr. Moore, and the other doctors I work with. An energy cleaner most likely will help you get the best night's sleep you've had in years, possibly in decades. That's the reports I get back. I use mine every night. And of course, the energy cleaner is not the do-all, end-all to having an excellent immune system on one hand. On the other, it's part of it, in my opinion, and many of the doctors who are telling their patients to get them as well. So get your energy cleaner now while you can. $285, shipping included, to U.S. zip codes. All the details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Mr. Tom Martz. His website is Locke and Smith. That's Locke with an E, and Smith.com. And Tom, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Hello, you there?
Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment. I've been in a number of conventions in the past when I was in politics, and the only comment I wanted to make was that the people back then when I was in were much more aware of things than they are today. And even at their awareness, they didn't have the slightest clue as to what was really going on and all the backroom deals and all the things and how much was already settled before you got on the convention floor and with all the rules and all the trickery that goes on. The only thing that I want to say is that a convention is a very, very good way of pulling the wool over the people's eyes by people in power to get things done that they want done. And I saw it done too many times. And the people today aren't even nearly as aware as they were back then. You may think that they are, but they're really not. I deal with people all the time now. They really don't even have a clue what's going on there. Hello?
Turn down your radio.
Hello? I don't know what the heck's going on.
Let's speak.
Anyhow, I'm just saying is that people... This could be a very tricky thing when you're dealing with constitutional amendments. And people don't realize, once you put a law in a book or you put an amendment in there, it almost takes an act of God to get them out.
Oh, yes.
And and if people don't take this really, really seriously, they can literally destroy their state, destroy their town. But it doesn't matter what level they're at. They can destroy it and never get it back any time in their lifetimes then. They really need to take this very, very seriously, what's going on in your state.
They do. They do.
We're going to have the same problems here. I mean, anyhow, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike. Next, we go to Mark in Philadelphia, a former Missouri resident who has close ties to Missouri. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. Very good information, Tom, you're bringing to my attention, because I've been putting the word out that the firearms bill was the Second Amendment stuff. Would be good for us, but I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. I'm going to definitely get in contact with you and then put the word out again, you know, to correct that. But also a little bit of tidbit of history. You know, Missouri has a lot of history for, you know, being the gateway to the Wild Wild West. And one thing I learned just the other day, I don't know if you're aware of this, either one of you, Wild Bill Hickok actually became famous because of a gunfight he had in downtown at the square in Springfield, Missouri. I don't know if you're aware of that. I just
read
that the other day. This is pretty interesting. A little bit, you know. So, and Wyatt Earp comes from Missouri, and his family was in Lamar. And anyway, so please tell us more about the details of this, because I thought that the bill was about protecting the family. It extended it to protecting your family and your home, besides just protecting your person. But you're saying that there's more to this.
In the very first part of the bill, it extends the rights to ammunition and anything that relates to the proper function of a firearm. It adds to the amendment that you have the right to protect your family. But if you read if you download the PDF format off of the Secretary of State's website here in Missouri, look specifically at lines 9 through 13. That is the area where it gives the General Assembly the authority to pass all kinds of different rules and regulations on whether or not you're a danger to yourself, whether you're a violent felon. And in state statutes, a violent felon is not even, literally doesn't have to have a violent streak. You can make a threat and be considered a violent felon within state statutes in the state of Missouri.
Okay.
I think we need to be very and extremely careful when we start amending our Constitution.
Tom, tell me, please, why would the legislature go this constitutional amendment route as opposed to changing the Missouri statutes?
Well, currently in Missouri statute, there's and in our open Facebook group, somebody posted this on there. Our state legislature has actually given the local municipalities the authority to override Article 1, Section 23 and pass gun ban laws within city limits and county limits and things of that nature. So it just strikes... Go ahead.
Just recently, John, on that topic, Kansas City, now they've reversed it, but Kansas City, Jackson County, tried to outlaw shooting firearms except for in self-defense, which put a hampering on all the guys that were going to the range and shooting and practicing. But they've reversed it, but that's an example. In a lot of these, like Wentzville, I believe, has banned open carry. I mean, it's ridiculous. So you go through the state and you don't even know, you know, you're lawful in one area and unlawful in another. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, I'll go offline. Thank you very much, Mr. Marsh, and I'll check out your information.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, the latest city to pass such a ban is Lake of the Ozarks. They prohibit you from opening carry unless you have a CCW.
Well, if you want to make a statement, a political statement, just carry an empty gun case or wear an empty holster on your hip. If you just want to make a political statement by open carry. I recall, I thought it was kind of funny at the time, my president, Charlton Heston, gave a speech at the NRA convention. He held a 200-year-old flintlock rifle above his head to emphasize a point. And as it turned out, the anti-gun liberals were just as fearful of a 200-year-old flintlock rifle musket as they are a real modern firearm, because they can't tell the difference, Tom.
Well, they're also fearful of a Pop-Tart that's chewed up to make it look like it's a pistol.
Absolutely. or a child holding their index finger straight out and their thumb straight up. I think it's bordered on some type of psychosis myself.
Well, I think at one point in time, remember the old statement that your mother used to say, don't point, it might go off?
Right.
I think they've heard that too often, and they honestly believe that if you point something in that mechanism where it looks like it might be your making it look like a gun, that it might go off and kill somebody.
I also find it humorous that the anti-gun liberals really do believe that a sign will stop a violent criminal from committing a violent act. If that was true, all we need would be a sign at the door of every bank saying, no bank robberies allowed.
You know, every time I go into my bank, it says no firearms allowed. But yet that hasn't stopped them from being robbed at gunpoint.
Well, the president of my local bank, it's a family business, and I gave concealed carry training to the entire family. The president of one of the local banks said, John, you know, I think we may take that sign down. We want more guns in here.
Oh, I highly recommend it. If somebody doesn't know who is or isn't armed within a certain specific area, the possibility of them going into that area armed to do something wrong will be heavily outweighed by the thought process, if I walk in there, I might get my head blown off.
Right, right. That's why you rarely find gun stores being robbed, because everybody in the gun shop is armed.
Absolutely.
Tom, thank you, sir. We're out of time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. That's it for the day. I'll be back in an hour with Mr. Tim Spencer. We'll be talking about the Ebola virus and related matters. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. Look forward to talking to many of you in an hour on Blog Talk Radio. And God bless America.